This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Trey Lintner. With details about food assistance being quickly changing and uncertain in recent months, and with the holidays starting, I spoke with Heather Collier, the Donor Relations and Communications Manager of Southeast Missouri Food Bank, about what both those in need of food assistance and those considering donating may be wondering. Here is our interview. I'm sure that many people are fairly knowledgeable about the food bank, but could you start by talking about what all your organization does?
Yeah, so SEMO Food Bank serves about 80,000 individuals each month. We serve a 16-county area of Southeast Missouri, and we have a network of partner agencies, such as food pantries, across those 16 counties, and then we also have direct service programs, like mobile food pantries, backpacks for Friday, things like that, that are also serving neighbors facing hunger in our region.
All right, good to hear. So this is kind of a two-parter. As many know, there's been a lot of uncertainty in food assistance recently. What effects and changes has this had on your day-to-day as the food bank? And then what does that mean regarding what community contributions will be helpful for those who are able to assist?
Yeah, it has been an interesting couple of months here. The government shutdown and the subsequent disruptions to SNAP in particular really created a lot of worry for our neighbors. It created a lot of challenges. Thankfully, the funding is being restored and people have started receiving their November SNAP assistance, but it was disrupted and there were a lot of families who were worried how they would put food on the table for their families. We saw a dramatic increase in families coming to us for assistance across our service area. People visiting pantries for the first time because they, SNAP has always allowed them to buy the groceries they need to help their families, and now they were faced with not having that. So we saw a really sharp increase in need, but we also really saw a generous outpouring of support. There were people reaching out, doing food drives, making donations, just asking for ways they could help. And that was really amazing to see communities pull together during that time. And we hope that spirit continues through the holidays because, even with SNAP being restored, that took a toll on a lot of people's budgets during a already difficult time of the year. We always see an increase in around Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that just has added to that this year.
All right. Well, glad to hear the holiday spirit's going around there. As far as those who are in need of food assistance currently, is there any additional advice you'd give them as they're navigating these current changes?
If you need help, please call us or visit a pantry in your community. We want to ensure that everybody has the food they need. SNAP is being restored and those funds are being released by the state. We can't ever fill the gap left by SNAP. I mean, for every one meal we provide, SNAP provides nine. That being said, we are here to help the people who need it. So if you need food assistance, you can go to semofoodbank.org and click Get Help, and you'll find a list of pantries in your county, or you can call the food bank and we can help direct you.
Is there anything else that people should know about Southeast Missouri Food Bank and what you all are up to in the coming months?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, this is always a busy time of year. It is, the holidays take a toll on a lot of the families that we serve. And one of the ways that we try and help is with Giving Tuesday, which is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. We have a match. Bootsy Unisom USA has generously pledged to match up to $7,500 in donations, and our board is bringing that match up to $10,000. So every dollar donated on Giving Tuesday or on our Giving Tuesday website will be doubled. So you can really take your donation and double the impact. our goal is to raise $30,000, which will be a huge help at the end of the year to the families that we serve.
Well, I'm sure people will be happy to see their impact doubled there. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Of course. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Again, those needing food assistance can visit semofoodbank.org. Information about upcoming local community meals can be found under the article for this story on the Going Public page of krcu.org. This is KRCU.